Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Paul Pierce, Rob, is putting stuff out there. And he came on today, was it? Or yesterday. It was today on ESPN. We know he's on their shows. And he said that LeBron James, everybody's talking about the GOAT conversation, of course. And most people are comparing LeBron and Jordan. And Pierce was like, look, I don't even know why y'all putting LeBron in that discussion, because he's not even in Pierce's top five.
Wow.
That is unbelievable.
Wow. And
here he is explaining himself, Rob.
Bill Russell built up the organization in Boston. Should get way more credit than we give him. And a lot of times he gets left out of the conversation. So in saying that, Kareem, look at the names that I said. Kareem, Magic, Jordan, Tim Duncan, Kobe, Bird. These guys are all top 10 players who would either help build up their organization or continue the tradition.
And Paul, the one thing that has ever from
LeBron, he went and put together a team in Miami.
I think there's
he came back to Cleveland to put that team together. And then he went to the Lakers, where a tradition has already been made. And we don't know, you know, that's still to be continued. So in saying that, that's my argument.
All right, there it is. Now, Rob and I have both gone on the record saying we got LeBron number two all time. So unless Rob's changed his mind, we would disagree with Pierce.
My mind hasn't changed because of the stats, and LeBron could be finished when it's all said and done, the leading scorer in the NBA history. Those are facts. Right, Chris? If he continues at this pace and plays a couple more years?
I think he's already second best.
I'm saying, like,
no,
he's saying he's not going to be he's not in his top 10, and this guy could be the leading scorer in the history of the NBA. Well, that doesn't make sense to me.
Pierce doesn't have him in his top seven, at least, because after he tweeted out that 6 and 7 is Shaq and Duncan. I don't remember if it was Duncan, Shaq, Duncan, but those two were 6 and 7. And so he doesn't have LeBron higher than 8. What do you think of the point he made, though, Rob, about, you know, he's holding it against LeBron that he left, that he didn't build it in Cleveland?
Well, I think that's a legit argument from the standpoint of, and I've said this to you before, Chris, LeBron could have stayed in Cleveland, maybe won 2 or 3 championships, Chris, throughout his run of 17 years, put up all the numbers that he put up, and his career would look a lot better than losing 6 championships. There are people who claim that going is just as good. I don't believe in that, because I've made the case over and over about the Buffalo Bills. Nobody ever brings up Jim Kelly, who was the quarterback who went to 4 straight Super Bowls. People don't bring that stuff up. It's about winning. And when you lose that many times, it's hard to be in that conversation or for people to look at you and think you're the greatest. If he stayed in Cleveland, built that thing up, won 2 or 3, was 2-1, 3-1, Chris, in championships, had all the stats, was the all-time leading scorer in the NBA, you'd have a different argument. It'd be hard to argue against what he was able to do in Cleveland, considering how bad that organization is, has been.
Let me ask you this, what you're saying. Let's say he stayed in Cleveland the whole time, right? Doesn't really get maybe, you know, Mo Williams, you know, whoever, Anderson Varejao, Antoine Jameson, some of those guys he had. That's his second best players, you know? And he goes, let's say at this point he stayed in Cleveland the whole time and he's 3-6 in the finals, just like he is. Would you feel differently then?
No, that's losing the law. No, that he would be the GOAT?
No, that he would, because you said if he stayed in Cleveland the whole time and would say 3-1 in the finals or something.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like the case three, for the
because I
go ahead.
Well, I was gonna say, I get where Pierce is coming from. He feels like, look, Jordan went to a horrible franchise and built it up.
Bill was Russell, horrible. People should understand the Bulls horrible. Were terrible.
Horrible. Bill Russell, the Celtics weren't terrible, but obviously Russell was the linchpin in all of those championships, and they fell off when he was done, and it took him a few years to get back to winning ways. Who else did he mention? Kobe. Obviously, they weren't a bad franchise going to the Lakers with Shaq. But he stayed. I guess he's giving him credit for staying with one franchise and not going to build a super team is what he's saying. So my point I'm asking you is, let's say LeBron stayed in Cleveland and they win 3, but they lose 6, just like he is now. I still think that's better. That's still impressive. See, I don't hold it against him that he lost 6 times. Because are you saying that had he lost, obviously he would have made the playoffs most of those years, if not all of them. I think all of them. So what if he loses in the conference finals 6 times? Or in the second and third round six times combined? That's better than going to the finals nine times?
Yep. I don't think it looks as bad. I really don't. And I get the point about getting knocked out sooner. But if you were 3-1 in the finals – and you had all those other records and you did put up all those other numbers, you could say he only got beat one time, and that was when he was young and that team jumped in the finals in 2007. You can make a compelling argument that his career was as great as Michael Jordan with all the numbers and the longevity. That's all I'm saying. The argument for GOAT is better to me at 3-1 longevity, all the numbers, Chris, than losing 6 times. I can never put anybody who's lost more the same amount of championships as somebody who's won who never lost one. To me, that math doesn't work out.
See, I think that's looking at it in completely black and white terms.
That's just the way I look at it.
Looking at the nuance of it. Because, again, it is better. I mean, every year I want to go as far as I can. And I think getting to the finals, those are conference championships. I know that's not the finals, don't get me wrong. But still, you won conference championships. Winning 9 Eastern Conference championships is better than winning 4.
Can I give you this? The Atlanta Braves won 15 out of 16 years. They won the NL East title. And they got to the World Series a number of times. They won 1 World Series. Nobody looks at that Braves era, Chris, of winning 15 out of 16 division titles as a positive. It is not looked upon in a positive way. They're the classic underachievers. They had 3 Hall of Fame pitchers on the same staff for more than a decade, and they won 1 World Series. Nobody looks at the Atlanta Braves and praises them for getting to the postseason that many times, for winning that many divisions. Would you agree with that? Do you look at them as underachievers?
I would agree, but here's the difference.
Okay.
They won the division 15 times.
But they went to the World Series a number of times. I don't know what the exact number is. They went 5 or 6 times in those 16 years. They only won one.
They went to the World Series in that run. Most of the times, they only went 1, 2, 3.
I know they lost
4.
Like 3 or 4.
Okay, 5. Okay, they were 1 and 5.
That's what I said, 5. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's a lot of times. They only won one. No, I understand that.
So their accomplishment was LeBron's gotten to the finals. He hasn't just won the Central Division.
No,
he's gotten to the finals.
But 15 out of 16
times.
Is an unbelievable in any sport to win a division.
Yeah,
that
but
many
it's
times.
A division. I mean, I get it in baseball, especially back then. It's a little different because. You know, you didn't have as many teams in the playoffs.
That's what I'm saying, right? That's the only way you could get in.
Right. And so to me, that's a bigger failure. How many teams were making the playoffs at that point? 4?
Back then, I think it was 4, Chris.
4. Okay. So if you won your. Was it even 4?
Was it 3?
It might have been 3.
That's the 90s before the wild card or what? Yeah. So you only had. the division winners.
So if three teams, see, that's the difference. You won your division 15 times, and you only had to beat two other teams to get to the World Series, and you lost that 10 times, and then you only won the World Series one out of those 15. So LeBron hasn't been that unsuccessful. He's won three. So I just think had he been in Cleveland, won three, lost six, I still think, like, Pierce would not have this argument. Pierce's whole argument is you didn't stay to build it up. You would have to say he built it up. They didn't win it every year, but he did build them, and he did that anyway. He still built them into a contending team. He just didn't close the door, until he went to Miami and came back.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
You finally, I see you seeing a bit of the lights when it comes to our man Dak Prescott. Interesting story came out today. Chris Sims, former NFL quarterback, speaking on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. He's talking about Dak's contract. He says, from what I know of the situation, and I know from some people who are in the know, that Dak, has been offered 5 years, $175 million. For those that don't want to do the math, that's $35 million a year. He wants a four-year deal, and Dallas wants five. He says, if they do agree to a five-year deal, they would like, this being Dak's people, they would like a really big number at the end of that fifth year to cover their butts for what the market might be at the position 5 years from now. And I've heard he's asking for somewhere like north of $45 million in that fifth year. Here's the thing, Rob. In 5 years, I don't think $45 million is going to be the top. So I think Dak, it might be bigger than 45. He said north of 45. Maybe it's 50 or something. I think Dak is being smart. Dak is saying, look, the reason he wants a fourth year is because he knows that the cap's going to go up, the salaries are going to go up even higher. And if you want me to sign a five-year deal, and that fifth year, that $35 million will not be where it should be as far as, rankings, salary rankings. And so if you want me to give me the 4 years for $35 million per, or if you give me five, then that five better be $45+ million. I think Dak, I agree with Dak. That's what he should do. I just wonder, is the 45 even low for 5 years from now? Rob G, while Rob and I are talking, can you look up 5 years ago what the highest paid salary was per year? Probably Garoppolo wasn't even, that was fewer than 5 years ago when he got like 28. So it's probably around 26, but if you can look it up, please, and let us know. But Rob, what do you think?
I think when you try to figure out, talk about what the money's going to be, there's all kinds of other factors of someone committing money to you now, not knowing what the future holds, not knowing if another pandemic comes through and wipes out the season, not knowing if you're going to be injured. Everybody who signs a deal, it's old the minute it's signed, Chris. So that's not really the issue. I understand why the Cowboys would want to get them as cheap as they can for as long as they can. Right? So I get that. They're saying, we'll make a commitment to you. But you keep talking about he was en route to a league.
No, not was, is.
No, all right. What'd you say? He is. I'm telling you, he was, except for he crashed in Philadelphia. He ain't on no way to no elite. Would you stop with that? He didn't throw a touchdown in Philadelphia. By?
He's got more playoff wins than Pennsylvania or whatever you call it.
Very nice. And you know
once
what? Pennsylvania was on his way to an MVP.
But you
Dak's
know, really?
Can I talk? Can
really?
I talk? I want to talk on this.
Really?
I gave you the first 10 minutes.
On his way.
I gave you the first 10 minutes, right?
It's 8:06.
Can I talk?
Hardly think that was 10 minutes.
You got 8.5 minutes.
5:06 for you. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm not, if I'm the Cowboys, I'm sorry. It's hard enough for them to even come up. They didn't even want to pay the guy. They don't. They're playing nickel and dime. Chris, if he was that guy, they would have paid him already.
Really?
Just like
they
you talked
like
about.
Him. They're offering
Jared
him
Goff
100.
Got paid.
They're offering
Carson
him
Wentz got paid.
Rob,
no.
They're offering him $175 million.
That lucked his way onto the field and wound up having success. They don't believe in him that way.
Then why are they offering him $175 million?
Because just what you just talked about, they know that even at that money during the current climate of the NFL, they have no choice.
They have no choice.
No, they don't.
The guy you were raving about 3 weeks ago, Andy Dalton's in town. Come
what
on,
I would
they're
do,
offering him $175 million. Stop would, the narrative that they don't believe in Dak.
They don't believe
you,
in him.
You don't offer anybody
not at
$175 million if
not
you don't
at that
believe
money.
Him. He would be the highest paid guy in the league.
No,
in league
that's
history.
That's not the greatest contract there of 32 a year, Chris. That's not what
35.
That's lower.
It would be 35 a year. 175. 5 years, $175 million is $35 million.
They said the last year was north of 40. That means that what would the contract would be for the first 4 years? 32?
I'm not sure about that. I know it averages out to $35 million.
Okay. My point is all those other guys on his draft class got paid. All those quarterbacks who, Chris, haven't put up the numbers as far as success and wins as he has. And if Dak overvalues himself, he'll wind up being Kirk Cousins, being franchise tagged for 2 years, and he'll find another home. That's all I'm telling you. If I'm the Cowboys, I would be very, very cautious. If the Cowboys give him $175 million with the fifth year north of 45, it will be the worst deal since the Louisiana Purchase. And I'm talking about the French who got killed in that deal by the United States when they made that deal with the United States. So if I'm the Cowboys, man, you better be careful.
Well, you're mixing up the offer. They're offering him 5 years, $175 million. Dak wants, so I don't think that fifth year isn't for $45 million. Dak
is saying.
No, Dak is saying what he said. The Cowboys are offering him 5 years, $175 million. That averages out to $35 million a year. I don't know how the math is working, you know, what per year, you know, the first year is
so,
and all
so
that.
Big ben,
but he's
so
what
big
he's button. Saying, what he's saying is Dak is saying to the Cowboys, no, I want 4 years at, we assume, $35 million a year. If you want me to sign the fifth year, then that fifth year has to be worth at least $45 million. That's what he's saying. But here, Rob, check this out. 5 years ago, the highest average salary for a quarterback was $22 million. 5 years ago. Now it's what, 33? So that's $11 million in 5 years. I guess that's how Dak's doing the math. Like 35, 5 years from now, go up $10 million, that's 45. Maybe once 46, that's 11. So I just think he's smart, man. And look, if you're Dallas, so I guess you're saying if you're Dallas, you would give him the 4 years at $35 million per.
Yeah, if that's the deal.
That's what he wants. Remember, these last few weeks,
I wouldn't sign him to no $45 million for a fifth year.
That's
going to
be
you.
A bargain in five years.
No, it ain't, because I don't think that he's going to be that good long term. And I'm not even sure about him short term, because I saw him in the games that mattered this year when the Cowboys, a team that you picked to go to the Super Bowl, didn't even make the playoffs. They went into Philadelphia against a banged up Eagles team with no receivers, and Dak couldn't even get anything done. No touchdowns. They lost that game. And that's why I have reservations.
Do you have reservations? Dak's won a playoff game against Russell Wilson, no less.
That's not nice.
Dak has never
what missed
a game.
What did he do last year? What did he do last year?
What did Carson Wentz do last year?
What did he do last year?
Get hurt
Carson
again?
Wentz got into the playoffs.
And then what?
By winning the division.
He got in the playoffs.
He got in the playoffs.
As he always does. Stop it.
Dak didn't get in the playoffs.
Stop it with your Wentz in a lifetime. It's once in a lifetime he plays.
That's where I want to move. Wentzylvania.
His nickname should be Wentz a season. Because he plays once a season. That's what his nickname is. Stop it with the Wentz in a lifetime. Oh, please. Craig Melvin liked it. He liked it a lot.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
He was just late. He's a delay where he's at. Remember, he had connection problems yesterday. But anyway, Rob, this is smart on Dak Prescott's part. And here's what I want you to do. Because, you know, you're just beating a dead horse and it's just clearly not right. Stop it with the they don't believe in Dak. They're offering him the biggest contract in NFL history.
Only based on what the league, what is prescribed,
fine,
Chris.
If I don't believe in a guy, I'm not doing that.
No, because that's the going rate. That's the going rate.
You know what else
that's the going rate.
The league prescribes also that when you pay a guy that much, you're not winning a Super Bowl. And
but
so
Chris,
they not only are willing to pay him that much, but they're banking that he's going to be different from everybody else and lead them to a Super Bowl.
Chris, the first offers that they made were less than
so
all the
what?
Other quarterbacks. No, it's not so what. Don't
yes,
say so what.
It's
because everybody else got a raise. Everybody else
know,
got a
what
raise.
What do you think the first offer was to Carson Wentz?
No.
I bet it wasn't what it ended up being.
But I'm talking about the whole idea. We
Stop
know
it.
What the going rate is. If they were so in love with him,
they're
he would be signed by
highest.
Now.
You think he's not even en route? Forget being elite. You think he's not even en route to
being
elite?
There.
What? Hold on. He's about to get the become the highest paid quarterback in NFL history.
But
stop
that's not
it
based
with
on his ability.
Believe.
It's based on the terms of what's available and what people, the market
if he
value.
Couldn't play,
it's not based on that.
If he couldn't play,
no,
they wouldn't offer
wrong.
Him that.
You're wrong,
if he,
Chris.
What quarterback?
You're wrong.
Jared Goff got that money after leading him to one of the best offensive seasons ever. You don't get that money if they don't believe in you. Stop. You think
all
Jared
of them
Jones
have
Steven
signed
Jones
it.
Are idiots?
You just talked about Carson Wentz, Chris. He's been hurt most of his career.
Yep.
He didn't win the Super Bowl.
Not exactly.
And he got and they tore him off, didn't they? They paid him. You could have made an argument not to pay Carson Wentz. He got paid and a raise.
All
so your argument
did,
doesn't hold
all,
water.
No, all that
it
they
doesn't
did,
hold water.
All that they did to no. draft him, they had to pay him.
They didn't. They no,
let,
they did not.
They had, let,
they gave
they
him
had
an extension.
To.
No, they did
they
not.
They had to pay
no,
him.
No, they did not.
They were in a hole. Let's see what he does. Because all I know is he's got no playoff victories with a team that won the Super Bowl without him. How's that? You got your teammates building statues to your backup, and you got the nerve to criticize Dak?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I like that Paul Pierce, we call him the truth, even though a lot of what he says isn't true. I like that he's so outspoken. I really do. I like, you know, everybody doesn't like him on TV, but I like an ex-player that speaks his mind. And so he has spoken his mind today in an emphatic way. And he talked about LeBron James and why, believe it or not, he doesn't have LeBron in his top five. In fact, he doesn't have LeBron in his top seven players of all time. Here's something that hasn't gotten a lot of attention, Rob. Jalen Rose was on that show. That was Maria Taylor, Paul Pierce, Jay Williams, and Jalen Rose having this discussion on NBA Countdown. Mm-hmm. And Jalen has said, I don't know if he's actually doesn't have LeBron in his top five, but he said that LeBron's not close to the GOAT. And he's mentioned he hasn't passed several guys. I think he said Magic, Kareem. You know, I'm not sure if you put Kobe ahead of LeBron, but he was nodding like agreeingly with Pierce as he was talking. Go ahead.
This is what I want to say. And I heard what you said about Paul Pierce saying stuff and whatnot, Chris. And we've had this conversation. Howard Cosell, even many, many years ago, came up with a term called jockocracy. This is where the networks were starting to hire a lot of former athletes to be on television and analysts or whatever, and he called it jockocracy. Here's why, Chris, I have a hard time sometimes when you talk about athletes who get into this business. They have a bias that they can't help because they were playing in the game. They were on that level. They believe that they're as good as anybody else. And so this is where this comes in. And this is where I'm going to take up for LeBron. It's obvious that they don't like him. And I'm not saying, Chris, you can make your arguments and pick, and there's no right or wrong answer. Okay? So I'm open to that. But this is why people sometimes can't wind up when you're dealing and allowing players to pick the All-Star team, to pick the right. Hall of Famers, to pick awards, because those guys wouldn't vote for LeBron for the All-Star game. Where's that coming from? You play at that level. You know how hard it is to play, Chris, how hard it is to make it. And you might not like a guy, okay? You might not.
And he had a rivalry with LeBron, for those that
don't
know.
Do you see what I'm saying? So Paul Pierce can do all he wants to make the case that he doesn't have LeBron in his top seven because of X, Y, and Z. But that's not the real reason. It's not. And anybody who believes that that's why Paul Pierce is not putting LeBron in his top seven is because he moved around and not because of all the other stats and all the other stuff that LeBron has done. You can't buy it. Paul Pierce doesn't like LeBron, had a rivalry with LeBron, and that's why he's doing it. I don't know about Jalen Rose. I don't know what Jalen Rose and
Jalen
the issue.
I don't think Jalen has any issue with LeBron.
I'm just saying, Chris, I don't know. But that's why I keep telling people when you think, oh, the media, we're biased, we doing this, we hate LeBron, all of this other stuff that comes out, Chris, we have no dog, we have no pony in the race, no horse in the race. We don't. Players have horses in the race. Even if it's not about you, you might be friendly with somebody else. You're friendly with Jordan. You get sneakers from Jordan. I don't know. You're friendly with somebody else. Kareem signed you autographs when you were a kid. I don't know.
Right, right.
I take Paul Pierce's take with a blade of grass. It just doesn't hold water for me because I know that there's something else there. If you want to be Paul Pierce, you could just say it up front, Chris. Hey, me and LeBron were rivals, blah, blah, blah. I could never put that guy in my top 10.
But here's what I'll say, and I don't agree with Pierce's take, as I've said many times, and you agree. We both have LeBron number two right behind Jordan. So I don't agree with what he's saying.
But I'm as critical of LeBron as anybody.
Right. But I'm not sure. Obviously, Pierce, you know, he has his rivalry with LeBron. But he did give reasons. I don't agree with him. But he did give reasons for having these other guys who obviously are fantastic players in their own right ahead of LeBron. So I don't know if this is just bias because he didn't like LeBron or if, you know, he really believes it. I think he's wrong either way.